This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Drowser. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our archives always available for any time listening at KJJR.com. Two guests in the studio together. Lindsay Mena is here. And she is not a first timer. But Wendy Meckley is also here. And she is a first timer today. So just show her the ropes, okay?
I'll do my best.
Well, we were here talking about a fun event. I mean, the holidays are inching closer than ever. And this is Artisan and Craftsman of the Flathead and the 40th annual Christmas at the Fairgrounds. 40 years. Are you kidding me, Wendy?
No, it's hard to believe.
Yeah. 40 years of craftsmen, artists, makers. I don't even know what a maker is, but Lindsay, why don't you fill us in a little bit?
Maker is just anybody who doesn't quite fall into the art and, you know, craft category. It just sort of gets the rest of them.
Yeah. So the people that make things.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So before we get into all of this, let's talk about you. And now you've been here before, Lindsay. Tell us about yourself a little bit, what you do. You're the president of this whole thing, but what else do you do when you're not working so hard?
Well, I've been president of Artisan Craftsman since 2019 and on the board since 2017. I'm a certified paralegal and I work at a local law firm here, in my free time, I guess. And yeah, I just kind of, do everything ACF. I host all their social media, all their Facebook groups. We started some fun ones this year, including, Flathead Valley Makers Markets, Handmade in the Flathead Valley, and the Flathead Valley Food Truck Group.
Wow. You really don't have any extra time, do you? Gee whiz. Okay. And you're married to a great young man. We know he's been here with you before, but he's working now at a different job, so he's not talking about the whole event this year.
Right. I lost my helper, but he's doing a very important job at the hospital.
You better say hi to him.
Hi, Hunter. We miss you.
She misses you, Hunter. Okay. Wendy Meckley. And Wendy, I have known you for a long time and not under great circumstances all the time. You've always joined us with our Wings Radiothon and you've actually are a cancer survivor. So thank you for being here. You look great.
Well, thank you, Ross.
Yeah. And what is your role in this whole thing?
I do publicity admin. I, you know, make sure we get the word out, contact the radio stations, get the flyers made, get the banners hung up, and just spread the news and just, you know, get out there and let people know.
Well, when I saw that you were coming in, I thought, great, Wendy Meckley, she's coming in. I know her. We can chat. So this is going to be good. We need the dates now. When is this? How many days? All those fun things.
It will be November 26th, 27th, and 28th. That is the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we hit Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and then, of course, Sunday for the quiet time shoppers.
Well, they even have a name for Monday now. What is that one? Do you know?
I think it's Cyber Monday.
We don't need no stinking cyber. This is all handmade stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. So people really want to know what this is all about. And we have a lot of these type of things in the Flathead, but this one is kind of special. It's been here for a long time. It's a mainstay.
Yes, this is our 40th anniversary, and we are happy to boast this year we are the biggest handmade only. We have 120 vendors this year occupying 154 booths, so yeah. We are filling that entire Trade Center building.
So how was last year, by the way? It was COVID year. Did you hold this last year?
We did. We worked closely with the Flathead County Health Department to sort of restructure our rules a little bit and make some adjustments so that we could accommodate social distancing. All the vendors were required to wear masks or face shields, and we had gallons of hand sanitizer and all that stuff. One-way traffic flow, and our turnout was pretty good. It was about half of what we're used to.
You guys made the best of it then.
We did.
Because everybody had to do all this last year. It was a rough year. But I'm glad to hear that you have so many people back for this 40th year, and you're calling it the biggest one ever, so that's pretty impressive. So, Wendy, how do you get the word out on this? I mean, you're here with the radio station, but how else are you guys getting the word out on this?
Well, I get the flyers out early. You know, we have an artist that always creates our poster for us, and she does a beautiful job. And then get those made, get those out, and we do a lot on the Facebook. You know, we have the Artisan Craftsman email or you know, the site and stuff, and mm-hmm. we share that. And you know, it's a lot of word to mouth, but it's a lot of just spreading the news and just getting the everything out there early. And
do you think people are really happy now? I mean, they've got to be. Concerts are bigger than ever. Everything is bigger this year because people had to stay home last year?
Well, last year, what was really good at the fairgrounds last year, people, and we were like the only ones that really held the event, an event, and people were anxious to get out, even though it was about half of what we had. But yeah, people are excited. And now we have our Canadians back, and they really like coming to our show.
Yeah, we can't discount the Canadians. They're here and hopefully here to stay for a while.
Right.
I think the Flathead is really happy about that. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to be talking more about this great event. It's the Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead and their 40th annual Christmas at the Fairgrounds. And we want to name some names. We want to talk about some of the people that are all involved in this and some of the many, many people who are coming by as vendors as well. We'll be back with part two in just a minute. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are back. Part two, Focus on the Flathead. Happy weekend, everyone. Ross Strauser here, your host. And our show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Once again, for any time listening, it's KJJR.com for all of our archives on Focus on the Flathead. Welcome back to Lindsay Menes. She's the president of the Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead. And Wendy Meckley, she's publicity admin. Girls, thanks for being here and telling us all about this big event.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we talked a lot about some of the fun things, the returning things, but let's talk some of the vendors that are coming. You said this is going to be the biggest one ever, the 40th year here in the Flathead.
Yep, that's right. We have 120 vendors this year. Normally, we usually have about 90 to 95, so this is quite a bit more than we're used to.
Is this in the big trade center building?
Yes.
Okay, just give us an overview of what it's like in the building. How do you set it up?
Well, we have all the booths laid out and they go all the way back to the back of the building. So bring your comfy walking shoes. we play Christmas music the entire weekend. All the vendors are being encouraged to decorate and make it all winter wonderland-y or holiday-y. sparkly lights, the whole shebang.
That's going to be in next year's Webster's Dictionary. okay, that sounds really nice. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you were talking about some of the longtime vendors. Could you name a few of those?
Yeah, I think we have a handful that have been part of ACF for close to 30 years or over 30 years. Tina Jo is, her business is called Tina Jo's Designs. She makes fabulous jewelry. She ages it with acid-treated metal pieces, earrings, necklaces, and then she also makes hand-painted greeting cards.
Wow.
Sharon has been our treasurer for over 20 years, maybe almost 30. I'd have to check, but she is integral to our organization. We don't function without her, and she makes beautiful Christmas wreaths and centerpieces. She finds baskets and like Santa sleighs from thrift stores, anything wicker kind of, basket looking, and she'll put greenery in it and decorate it with ornaments, and they're just absolutely beautiful.
Well, that is the voice of Lindsay Menes. She's the president, and now you're going to hear Wendy Meckley. So, Wendy, I wanted to ask, what do you think people love about this? Because obviously they keep coming back every year. Seems to me it might be the handmade things. I mean, this is stuff that you just don't get in a in your stores around the Flathead. You know what I mean?
Right. And a lot of people that don't do crafts really appreciate it. And they come in there looking for that certain thing for a certain person. And, you know, they'll say, oh, I wish I had your talent. I said, well, everybody has talent. It's just about finding it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a wonderful atmosphere. We are all upbeat people. And this year we're even having a contest in our booths and give us incentive to even make it even more a happy, happy place.
Yeah. So speaking of contests, just reading about that. You have door prizes. First of all, tell us about that.
Yeah. So ACF has almost always offered where shoppers can enter to win a free door prize. And it's usually a basket or multiple gift baskets filled with items donated by the vendors at the event. But this year we're asking anybody who would like to enter into our door prize drawing to help us with our vendor contest and vote on who their favorite best decorated vendor or best overall booth layout, best holiday costume, stuff like that.
And the friendliest.
Yes, friendliest.
Friendliest. I'm going to be the friendliest if I don't get good booth.
I bet you will win that hands down. Okay, so the friendliest, that's kind of cool. I mean, is that a new category?
Yeah, we have a lot of new members and vendors who don't have a lot of experience at shows. And so we're trying to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone a little bit and talk to the customers and you know, interact with them beyond just the, you know, do you want to buy my thing? You know, greet them, welcome them.
Yeah, so definitely.
We wanted to hopefully make them feel encouraged to do that.
This sounds like a very nice addition. And I'm not sure if you've been doing this in the past, but the Create It Forward Scholarship. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so we started that in 2018, started fundraising for that. We gifted our first $1,000 scholarship to an art student at FECC in 2019 and have been able to do it every year since. So we are continuing to fundraise at our Christmas event by selling raffle tickets to offer the scholarship again for 2022.
Well, you get the art show, the crafts fair, makers market all in one building. And these aren't just locals either. You get some regional folks coming on in as well.
Yeah, we have some visiting vendors from Libby. I think there's three or four. There's a couple gals coming from the Bozeman area.
Okay, so final thing people want to know about food, refreshments. You've got that as well.
Oh, yes. We have 5 food trucks that will be on site. The Corn Dog House, Knucklehead Barbecue, the Nut Hut. She also makes coffee and lattes and stuff. Piroshki Palace and the Smoothie Bus.
Wow. You have a corn dog? What'd you say? A corn dog hut?
The Corn Dog House.
Oh,
yeah.
Corn Dog House. Okay. I got to come just for corn dogs.
If you haven't tried it yet, they're amazing.
I get like one corn dog a year in my life now.
You need to show up and see how friendly we really are.
Okay. One more time. Let's get the times, the dates, the place, and let everybody know where to go.
So Friday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday the 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Sunday the 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Perfect. Well, girls, we want to thank you so much for stopping on by, filling us in on this. It's going to be great. 40 years and running. Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead present Christmas at the Fairgrounds. Girls, thanks for all the information and good luck.
Thank you, Ross.
That is Wendy Meckley. And of course, she is the publicity admin, and Lindsay Mena, the president, our guest today on Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on KJJR.